Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, no doubt about it.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this year have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I love smelling my cum in the morning. You know what time we had a hill, Mom? For 12 hours, when it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking big body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. Smells like...
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from my palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting to my right, a few hundred miles away, as always, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. So, Matt.
Yes.
I was thinking about taking up pipe smoking.
Really?
Yeah. I was just going to see what you thought. You know, I mean, I'm an educated, distinguished older gentleman.
Yeah.
I think it would be a good image for me, don't you think?
I think it would look nice. Were you thinking about incorporating a hearty sweater as well?
I was thinking maybe so. I thought maybe the pipe along with the sweater and the shawl up over my legs here during the wintertime would be a great image. I think the babes would love it.
I think they would.
Yeah.
And
so anyway,
why did this idea come to you?
Yeah, I really don't know. It just kind of hit me this afternoon when I was in my office.
Really?
Thinking about things that I think of when I'm in my office.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's interesting.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd run it by you because, you know, you're kind of a... You're a good advice giver on matters like this. So.
Well, it's a bit avant-garde. I mean, it would give you that Hemingway look.
Well, there is that.
You could have a bottle of scotch on your lap as well.
Well, I already do. So, all right.
And anyway, welcome, guests. Welcome, Mr. Mike's in the guest room. And if, and I don't know if you did, Jay, because I know I didn't talk to you about this. The little clip at the end of our intro was, of course, Robert Duvall from Apocalypse Now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a show on writing today, and you might not see how that's connected. However, J-Man, today is Joseph Conrad's birthday.
Wow. I did not know it was his birthday, Conrad's birthday.
Who, of course, wrote Heart of Darkness, which Apocalypse Now was based upon.
Yes, loosely.
Yes.
I mean, they say based upon, but when you read the book, you'll say, okay, loosely.
I don't know. There's a definite Kurtz in the book.
Well, there is a Kurtz in the book, but it was set in the Congo.
Yes.
Right. But anyway, it's a good book. I've got you sitting on my shelf in there. But that was a good opening.
There you go.
Excellent opening.
So
your voice is slowly coming back?
Slowly coming back. It's not 100%. I have ebbs and waves and ebbs and flows, but...
Just like life itself.
I would say I'm 70%.
Oh, well... Not so bad.
No.
You sound a lot better than you did the other day. Sounded better than I thought you were going to say. You were last night you were a little despondent.
I was. the worst thing was yesterday. For 10 hours of the day, I felt pretty good and I could talk. And then at hour 11, I just went to shit.
How these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess you got a few shout-outs you wanted to do before we get the festivities going here?
Yes, I do. I even have them written down in bullet point form. recovered Joseph Conrad. I'd like to give a shout-out to my son, Rhino, and the Emmanuel Christian Academy Lions, who play true Razorback basketball form. They scored 45 points last night. But, however, that was enough to defeat the Cedarville Indians. And Rhino had 6 points. And then...
He hit the boards pretty hard, too.
Yes, he did. He had 8 rebounds, and he had 3 steals and 3 assists.
And for that outstanding game, Rhino gets...
There you go.
All
and
right.
Then I'd like to give a shout out to all the patrons who have come through the beer mine yesterday and today. Today was another stellar day, Jay.
Outstanding.
Yeah, another $9 in 5 hours, bringing my weekend total up to $30 in tips.
Excellent.
Yes.
I better. You just go down there and get one of everything on the menu at Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
And then take it home and put it in the fridge.
And that's exactly what we're going to do tonight. Well, I like cold food because it just, you know, that's how Schmoop cooks. So. And speaking of Schmoop, I want to give a shout out to Schmoop, who this month has every month around this time, even at the age of 45, she still proves that her reproductive system has gusto. So,
and for Smoop.
I got a little fanfare myself from Smoop just then, too.
Playing with fire there, buddy.
Well, you know.
All right. Okay. I'll just do a shout out to my BFF, Warrior Cat, who is probably not listening right now. She is watching LSU and Georgia in the SEC championship game, and not the best effort LSU's put forward this year, but they are in the lead now, so.
Okay. But I bet she's still a little pensive.
Probably. I wonder if she's wearing her LSU cheerleader outfit.
Oh.
In my mind, she does every day.
And I can see her right now with the game tight. She's kind of like curled up tight on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So, we'll get into it here.
Oh, and one more thing. Just a shout out to Mike.
Hey, Mike.
The official researcher of I'm With Stupid is in the house, and I'm glad because he's very upset that you checked your facts without checking with him.
I know. I don't take it personally, Mike. I showed a little flash of Google Foo the other day without him around, but, it, you know, when he's here, I defer to the Mikester.
Yeah,
to the Mikinator.
And we have another guest, Dana Lou's in the house now.
And howdy do to Dana Lou.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure, Dana, we're going to be talking about writing tonight, our favorite authors and things like that. And I would have no doubt that one of Dana Liu's favorite authors is Sylvia Plath.
It's almost a guarantee, isn't it?
Exactly.
And, in fact, we threw that out on Facebook earlier this week.
Yes,
Tossed a little question out to the riffraff, to the folks who follow us.
Got a lot of responses.
Got one response on Twitter, and then we threw it out on Facebook, and we got tons of responses, which kind of surprised me a little bit. I always like to think of Twitter people as being a little higher quality, but I don't know. I don't know.
We found that to be not quite so true.
Yeah. So, but anyway, we got responses. People with some pretty some pretty good taste in books and in authors, and nobody quite as fancy pants as you were.
Yeah, I saw your little comment. And,
I knew
a little pretentious. I knew you were kidding. I know you kid because you love.
Absolutely. A little pretentious throughout the Voltaire line, while everybody else was going with Dr. Seuss.
Or on my site, they were going with the guy that signs my check.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I don't know why you find Voltaire pretentious. He was the father of satire.
That he was. So and we had a few and a shout out to Lou, who was the only one who would publicly admit to reading the Twilight series books.
Yes, I saw that.
I'm not gonna make fun of it. I mean,
we don't.
Not judging. I'm giving her credit for putting it out there, saying, "Here you go."
Yeah.
I read that those books. See, stop myself. And she doesn't care who knows it. And of course, I'm a huge fan of the Harry Potter books. J.K.
Yes,
Rowling.
I know. Yes.
And then I asked everybody on Friday what book they wish they had written, and a lot of people said the Harry Potter series because she made her a billionaire.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, I guess.
And I believe that's when I actually said Candide. And
right.
That made me look like a moralist, actually, in spite of your in spite of your slings and arrows.
But I'm glad you were able to take it in all the good fun that it was meant.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I do have a post in the future about that comment.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
So anyway, we're talking about writing, and those in the chat room, those listening elsewhere, you're free to call in about your favorite writers, what you like to read. You can call in at 661-244-9852. Jay, it's getting better, so shut up.
Oh, when I hear you, I have to take a drink of water myself. So anyway, I know a lot of people, when you ask them who their favorite writers are, will immediately go with the classics,
mm-hmm.
like Hemingway and Faulkner and that crowd. And usually they actually hate that stuff if they've even read it. But they say that because for the same reason that people claim they listen to NPR and watch PBS. Because they want to appear to be more, cultured.
Or
claim that
they are a Christian.
Or that too. But I have no problem admitting that I really dislike most of the so-called classics.
There's a lot of them I don't like.
I found Faulkner to be an incredible bore.
I love Faulkner.
And what do you love about Faulkner?
Oh, he's in your face. He's very good. He's so Southern and just everyday. Absalom, Absalom. Oh, good stuff. A Rose for Emily. Once again, a winner.
A winner. Well.
And he's
well,
so upbeat.
You know,
that's what I like about him.
Oh, yeah. Full of happiness and positivity.
Exactly.
Yep.
No, I actually do. Well, I just like the way he works with words.
Well, you know, okay. I'll give you that. I just, you know, it's all very subjective. It's much like, you know, saying, you know, your taste in women or what have you.
Right.
It's what you like. It's what you find attractive or what you enjoy. Mm-hmm. I don't think you particularly like Hemingway.
No, I don't. I mean, no. And don't get me wrong, I'm a minimalist. But anyone who writes stuff, he would write, she was pretty. Dick went in. Dick felt good. And then he's number one on the New York bestsellers list. Give me a break.
Her skin was soft. Her hair was shiny.
God.
Yeah. But I don't have quite the dislike of Papa that you do.
And then of all places he got buried in Idaho. What's that all about?
Yeah.
Come on.
Did he have a bit of a white supremacist streak in him and he just wouldn't get buried out there with them? I don't really know.
Oh my goodness.
He left his house with what, 17,000 cats down there in Key West.
Yeah. Crazy old man in a house with 17,000 cats. That's what Hemingway was.
Yeah, basically, it was. But then again, most writers are a little bit of a recluse, a little weird,
yeah, but
a little odd.
They shouldn't have called him Papa. They should have called him that crazy uncle.
Well, you know, you got like, J.D. Salinger, who was only... only seen in public four times in the last 50 years. Before he passed away.
Yeah. So there's some of your favorite writers there, Jamie.
Well, I believe I said when I threw him out there the other day, I talked about F. Scott Fitzgerald. I think everybody loved him, right? I don't know anybody didn't like him.
No, no.
And,
alike.
Yeah, and Mark Twain.
Oh, yeah. Love Mark Twain.
Yeah, and also I'm a big fan of Cormac McCarthy. And,
not familiar.
His, more upbeat, uplifting stuff, you know, post-apocalyptic novels. In fact, his book, The Road, you should read The Road and then Winter's Bone, back to back. And when you're done with those two, you'll have to cheer yourself up just to want to kill yourself. They're so fucking depressing. And,
well,
of course, Hunter S. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, no, it's Hunter S. Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff. A little, you know, you would, it. I can't really say that I relate to it so much or that it was so much of an influence on me, given that I've never taken an illegal drug in my life.
Well, he was such a rebel, and that's why I don't think you should call me pretentious when I mention Voltaire. He was the Hunter S. Thompson of the 17th century.
He was, he was putting away the drugs and the alcohol and
and Voltaire spent time in jail.
Yeah, he took on the establishment.
Yep, and a contemporary of his, although in the latter days of Voltaire, another great satirist, Jonathan Swift.
Yep, there you go. More quality there.
Yep.
Anybody who, you know, will go after the comfortable, you're going to have to be a fan of.
That's right.
I also like James Lee Burke, the mystery writer. I think that The Electric Mist with the Confederate Dead is one of the best books ever written. Great, great, great book. Just, I mean, everything that's great about a mystery. And Chuck Klosterman, bit of an asshole, but I still like him. Chuck Palahniuk, the guy who wrote Fight Club. And a few other really weird and outrageous books. And who would you have on your little list there?
Well, I mentioned Voltaire and Jonathan Swift. I go way back to one of my favorite writers, and that would be the Apostle John, who wrote the Book of Revelation. I mean, there's some wacky, wild stuff going on there, baby.
Now, there is an imagination.
Exactly. You got pestilence, you got death, you got horsemen. Oh, my God, that's good stuff.
Yep, that's pretty wild. He was definitely dropping some acid when he was...
Yes, he was. Although, in all seriousness... No, and I do like that book. I do like the Book of Revelation. It's great. But as I mentioned, Voltaire and Swift, I actually come up into the 20th century, Jay. I like Oscar Wilde.
Oh, yes. Oscar Wilde. Another great drunk in literature history.
Well, there's a trend in my favorites.
Oh, and I tell you what, I'm totally there with you, you know.
The only thing Oscar Wilde and I don't have in common is that he was gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, you just thought you would point out that you're not, right?
Well, we're looking for ratings, as he would too.
Oh, hell yeah.
By his flashy dressing.
You can actually stay in the hotel room in Paris that he died in. That room is available.
Oh, that'd be great.
At Le Hotel. Yeah. So if you ever go to Paris.
Yeah, two of my favorite books, The Importance of Being Earnest, which was actually more of a play, but his one novel, Picture of Dorian Gray. I mean, that is classic. And I even like the movie in some versions.
I actually haven't seen a movie version of it.
Oh, my God, it's disturbing.
No. The only one of the great classics that I've watched movie versions of is Lolita. But, of course, it was, you know, never mind.
Was that the Cinemax version?
That was the one that comes... That gets delivered to your home in the brown paper bag.
Was that the one that Tracy Lord starred in?
Tracy Lords and Tom Byron, the Byron Bone. So we got in the chat room, we got Dana Lou throws out John Grisham and Sue Grafton.
Yes. We got a lot of John Grishams on the question.
Yes, we did. A lot of people enjoy his book. His books are good. Honestly, I think his first one, A Time to Kill, is his best book. Not that his others have not been good, but that first one I thought was the best one. And it's one of the few people who the movies are actually better than the books for the most part. Like The Rainmaker and Pelican Brief were actually both better movies than than the book was. And the books were still were good, though. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
And that's good. I'm sorry. I was contemplating coughing.
All right, Mike, I will click on your link and I will go and see what, yeah, all right, that's the one that you sent me on Twitter. Mike is harassing me from the chat room here. There's a an assistant commissioner, conference commissioner job that's been posted on sportsjobs.com. Mike thinks I would do well at it, and I agree, even though it doesn't have anything to do with the cheerleading squads of each team in the league. It's still
he's still hanging on it.
Maybe I should send my my resume in for that. It's right after I send my resume in as the new CEO of the National Restaurant Association, where all the action is. Unless Herman Cain's trying to go back to that.
Oh, I don't think.
Hola to Catherine in the chat room. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
What's that?
Catherine is in the chat room.
Yeah. No, I know.
So, it's great.
I think right. Herman Cain's going to learn the phrase that you can't go back home again.
Well, Herman Cain is in the take advantage of name recognition, make as much money as I possibly can, as long as I can. Phase.
And he will. He and will he try to
which
do
is, yeah, but that's this is the Palin phase. his name recognition won't last as long as hers, but that's what he's going to do. So I've got a few other names up there, some of the more modern stuff, some like historians, like Steve Ambrose.
Yeah,
and
very good.
And I know another one that you really are a big fan of, John Meekum.
I know where you're going right now.
Yep. John Meekum, who's a columnist, an author, a commentator, and a historian, and an all-around smart son of a bitch, let me tell you.
He may be the smartest guy in the United States right now. The guy's, he's like 40 years old, and he's just amazing.
Yeah, he's almost always the smartest guy in the room. Especially
and he looks, like he looks like he's 55.
Yeah.
He's just brilliant.
Yeah. But he's always, of course, he's definitely the smartest guy in the room when he goes on the on Morning Joe.
Come on, that's
Hey-o.
True.
So, and let's see, and of course, David McCollum, who wrote biographies of John Adams and Harry Truman.
Yep.
Kind of tough to get through, I'll admit. I skimmed them. But you know who sucks?
Who?
Salman Rushdie. Fuck him.
Well, we have less than a minute and a half now.
God.
So if you'd like to call in with your favorite authors, writing styles, or whatever, give us a call at 661-244-9852. And we can listen to each other and talk to each other in the after show.
Absolutely. And during the after show, we're going to kind of get into writing and about, like, say, blogging versus writing. Is writing blogging? Is blogging writing? And
right.
our writing, which is brilliant, of course.
Always. So Catherine, Mike, and Dana, get in here at 661-244-9852.
That clock is ticking.
It is.
And, of course, when we're talking about people who are columnists and historians, there's always Christopher Hitchens. I know you're a big fan, man.
I am a big fan. I think he's wonderful.
The Hitchmeister. He really is a tremendous writer. He's probably the biggest asshole in the world.
Yes, I know. And, yes, he does write well.
Yeah. But, you
but
know.
He is a... He's a complete dick.
He is a complete dick. That's true. He's not a bad writer for a bisexual drunk. And just at the last second.
Nope.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
I did make it.
Just
yeah,
barely. Hi,
that?
Mike.
Are you trying to be like James Bond?
That's it. My favorite author.
Who, James Bond?
James Bond. Oh, Dana's leaving.
Dana didn't call in. She just couldn't. The glare of the spotlight gets to be a bit much for her sometimes.
Call
yeah.
in, Catherine. They need somebody that's got a background in books.
Oh, it's too late for Catherine. Who is
that's
Catherine?
Not our demographic, Mike.
I know.
Exactly.
You guys have really been confusing me the past half hour. What the hell are they talking about? What's that got to do with cheerleaders?
What are you saying, Mike?
So who are your favorite? What are your favorite books, Mike?
You see, I was going to put up a bunch of Z's on there when you guys were talking about all that stuff. I'm just
oh.
nutty.
Mike ain't much for book learning.
Not book
well,
learning.
I think I know what Mike's favorite book is. It's called Coaxial Cable and You.
He probably does
signed,
have
I've,
a...
I've got a
I bet
copy
Mike
of...
does, I bet you
yeah,
do have a copy of Google for Dummies on your desk, though, don't you?
I've got a signed copy of Coaxial Cable and You. Oh, I could go over and read off all the titles of a whole bunch of books I got over here. Like communications, telephony principles,
the life of Marconi,
basic engineering, how computers work.
That's fascinating, Mike. But anyway, so okay, Matt, I'm going to throw it out there to you: is blogging writing?
Oh, damn right it's writing.
Hell yeah.
Blogging
is
communicating and sharing a story. It is, sure, people say blogging is not writing, you're not serious and all that crap. It reminds me of the days when Thomas Paine started writing pamphlets, and people said, he's not a serious journalist, he's a pamphleteer.
Right.
And, yeah, it's
yeah, and you know, and people, you know, people say that Bill O'Reilly isn't a serious journalist. Oh well, no, but I agree with you completely. It's one of the things that annoys the crap out of me is the snooty, arrogant people who will get on their blog and talk about how well, blogging isn't really writing. I am a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And on blog, not just blog, it's different. It's a different skill level and shit like that.
Yeah,
and if you've never been published, if you've never been paid, if you've never been published, then you're not actually a writer. Which that's bullshit, too, because...
Well, it is, especially, okay, maybe I've never been paid for it, but I have been published. I get published every day.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
On the blog... I've been published on Real Live Lesbian. But people like,
no.
say, you know, John Kennedy O'Toole, he was a writer. He never made a dime off of it in his life. And he never had anything published because he never turned anything in. But after he died, they found the manuscript for A Confederacy of Dunces in the attic of the house, edited it, put it out there, and it sold millions.
Yeah. But And I don't care if it's Joe Smith who said, I feel crappy today. once he hits published now, you are published. And your feelings are out there, your writing's out there. I mean, that's a bit hyperbolic, but, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to write War and Peace to be published.
Exactly.
True. And there's people that are getting paid to publish stuff that is just pure garbage.
I know.
There's people who are getting paid to do, you know, the top 10, you know, Natalie Portman movies, and then they leave off The Professional or something like that just to try to get people to comment and start an argument. And they call themselves writers. When I would call them trolls.
There you go.
Well, and short stories, blogs, some blogs aren't too far behind short stories. They're pretty long.
Yeah, some people, you know, yeah, there's some people that are experts at the long-form essay. People like Hitchens and Buzz Buzzinger and people like that. And there's some people who get on their blog, and, man, they are long-winded.
Exactly.
And they usually complain about not having very many comments, and I keep telling them, if you're going to put, you know, 2,500 words up there, people are just going to move on
yep.
blogs. It's a different world.
It is. It's a different writing style. It is still writing, but it's completely different.
Yeah. And for, I mean, like on blogs, you know, Matt, you're much more of a conversational style writer.
I am. I use a lot of white space, and I use a lot of ellipses, which anyone who practices the craft of writing would abhor. But I use ellipses because that's how I talk, and a comma is not a short enough space for how we talk.
Correct. You're trying to get people done. You know, you want them to read it in the way in which you would tell it, and you want them to pause where you pause.
And not only how...
You want them to pause and cough at the spot where you're coughing at.
Well,
right.
I know. No, but in all seriousness, I don't tell it in the way... I write like I talk on the blog. But I write in a style that most of us talk in.
Right. And I know a lot of people, you know, again, on the blogs, they'll nitpick about different things. They can't stand it when people... will capitalize an entire word, but I understand what they're doing. They're going for emphasis there, and they want you, the reader, to emphasize the word the same way they do.
In your head, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I love having when I have people who are on blogs or whatever, and if I've talked to them, when I read their blog, I can kind of read the blog in their voice.
Exactly.
And LSU,
I'm glad we got that settled.
Yeah, LSU is pouring it on Georgia now. 28.
Okay, Jay, back to the radio show, Jay.
Speaking of which, there are some very good sports writers out there. John Feinstein would be probably number one on the list. Again, an absolutely pretentious douchebag, completely in love with his own voice and his own words, but very, very good.
There's a chick who writes for Sports Illustrated who I find are just freaking great, and I can't remember her name.
Is it
that was
Sally
helpful,
Jenkins?
Wasn't it? Huh?
Yeah.
No.
Is it Sally Jenkins? No.
No. No. In fact, this is live action. I'm going to my bathroom.
Jeez.
Where you think better and you make them up with her name, right?
Oh, no, this chick is one hell of a writer.
I'm sorry. By bathroom, you meant library.
Exactly. Well, they're one in the same.
My reading room. See, for me, it's the think tank.
Melissa Segura. She is awesome.
Okay. I don't know if I've read any of her stuff.
Oh, my God.
I don't really read Sports Illustrated anymore. I used to get it all the time when I was a kid. But well, I follow some.
I get it from the Schmoopster's brother once in a while. And this chick, oh, my God, she can flat out write. Great stuff.
When I have to take my mother to the doctor, I will usually read the Sports Illustrated from the late 70s, early 80s they have out there.
Yeah.
Love reading about that great 1976 win at the Masters by Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus. Sorry. I combined Jack Nicklaus and Phil Mickelson a lot into one person.
And when you go to the doctor's office, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still 0-14, aren't they?
They are. They're still an expansion team. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is dominating the NBA.
Hi, boys.
Hola.
Hola.
Schmoopalicious.
I am
jumps
here.
On here.
I'm just going to say, how did that voice get on here?
Well.
It had to have had a previous connection.
There was only
doing,
4
Mike?
Minutes left. The idea of going to the bathroom to get the Sports Illustrated gave Matt another idea.
Evidently. Good God.
Oh, now that you
here,
mention it.
Take over.
So how you doing, Schmoopalicious?
I'm doing fine. How are you, boys?
Hanging.
Mike, how are you?
Hanging in there, yep.
That's good.
So who are your favorite writers?
See, you really don't want to know that because it's stupid.
No, there's nothing stupid. There's nothing. No, as long as you know, as long as people are picking up books and reading and enjoying stuff like that, it's you know.
Yeah, well, all your people are so highfalutin. I like Nora
Not
Roberts and J.D. Robb, and they're the same person.
There you go. I'm surprised nobody said Danielle Steele or
Dan Brown.
See,
hey,
my theory is that most people read like romance novels and stuff like that. They just won't admit it.
Now, see, when Nora writes, she's a romance novel. When JD writes, it's murder.
But,
so
see,
I kind of prefer
murder.
I prefer that side.
I can't think of the name of my cousin or her pen name that she uses to write romance novels. She didn't go by her real name, which I know her under. Since I don't read romance novels, I can't think of it right now. But I do have a writer in the family.
Awesome.
Sweet. If I had the ability, I would write romance novels. Those people make a lot of money. They sell a lot of copies.
I think you have the ability, Jay.
I'm just not the most romantic dude around. I am working on my comedy porn screenplay though.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd read that.
I'm hoping for Lindsay Lohan. She's quite funny.
Oh, God.
And I do have another cousin on a different side of the family that is a cartoonist.
Really?
Have you heard of Mike Peters, Mother Goose and Grimm?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
He's my
Hold
cousin.
Hold on.
Yep.
I'm back.
Matt makes his triumphant return for the final 45 seconds.
I was going to say, we were having a good conversation there.
No, I can't wait to hear it in the archives.
Yeah, and you know why Matt's back? Because we call him the closer.
I am the closer. And I'll tell you what, Jake, and it's something, I'll tell you what, we never really got into writing styles, but I'm really getting into this writing in character.
Well, see, that's something I was going to bring up. We may have to just do that as next week's show.
Yeah, we may do that because, and my influence there would be the entire staff of The Onion.
Of course. Is that, oh, great
where I get
stuff
all my
there.
News from.
All right, they're going to shut us off. One second.
Okay.
All right, so